Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hello, everybody, fellow developers. Welcome to Dev Radio. My name is Jeremy Foster. I go by Code Foster online, so you'll find me at codefoster.com or on Twitter at Code Foster. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking today with Andre Pushkin. And Andre, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and tell us about where you are right now.
I'm Andre. I'm a co-founder of Jujuba Software, a small company which focuses on development of Windows 8 applications. And normally I work out of Woodinville, Washington, but right now I am in my home city, my birth city of Minsk, Belarus, which is in Eastern Europe.
That's awesome. What time is it for you there? It's a mid-morning for me. And how about you?
It's 8 p.m. here.
Oh, that's great. And I hope your weather's better than ours.
It's 10-hour difference with Seattle.
Okay, great. Well, hey, I noticed that you have a lot of apps in the Windows 8 store. Can you tell us how many apps do you actually have in the store right now?
Right now we have 29 apps, and we're working on some additional ones that will be released soon.
That's a lot of apps. Are you guys having fun with that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's good. That's good. 29 is a lot of apps. Are most of those apps relatively low scope, kind of small apps, or do you have some pretty big ones in there as well?
Yes, it's pretty much has been hit or miss, and sometimes hits have been quite unpredictable. For instance, the math games app, I developed it initially just for my daughter to practice math for her Montessori school.
Yeah.
And when I had it ready, I decided, well, why not polish it a little bit and publish it? I published it, and it actually became quite popular.
Wow. That's great. Can you quantify that at all? Can you tell us, like, how are people downloading it from around the world? Are people using it a lot?
Yeah. Most of the users of that app are from United States, as with most of the other apps. But we're getting decent number of downloads of that app and other apps as well.
Well, kudos on making an app that is targeting the United States. Well, since this isn't even your official or your born language, right?
No, not really, but I have been living in the States for 10 years, so I think English will become my native language pretty soon.
Well, it seems like you're on your way. Hey, can you tell me what you were doing before Windows 8 came along?
Well, I was running a small company with my business partner, Dima. We've known each other since high school. We studied together in high school, then in university. Then at some point, we parted ways and worked at different places. Then we worked in some companies together. And at some point, I convinced him to leave his company, join me, and set up a joint venture together. Doing some search engine optimization which was targeted towards SEO professionals.
Well, that's really exciting. Can you tell me what language your group uses? Are you using XAML and C# or JavaScript and HTML?
We have tried different combinations of languages. So most of our apps are written using HTML, HTML. And Visual Studio provides a great tooling for developers. Then we use JavaScript for the logic. But if it requires high performance computing like intelligence, then we use C++. And BinRT makes it very easy for JavaScript and C++ to interop. So thanks a lot for that. Occasionally, we need to pull in a third-party .NET library. And in this case, we code the app in .NET and we use XAML. To avoid paying the penalty for having both JavaScript and .NET runtimes. And hopefully when Project N is rolled out, then C++, but that ended up being a bit heavy on the development difficulty, so we're not doing it anymore. And app, which is pure DirectX and C++. And it's based on a great open source library, Libcinder.
Okay, so you're a dev shop. And remember, our audience today is developers. And a lot of them are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to get together with some business pals and put together a good dev shop and hopefully make a living on writing apps. So in the interest of giving them some good advice, can you tell me, how many people do you think that it takes to run an effective dev shop? I mean, is it reasonable for these developers that want to do it on their own? Or do you think it really requires a handful or more people?
Well, initially it was just the two of us writing the apps. As we developed more app and started generating some revenue, we started attracting outside developers.
All right. Can you tell me what sort of considerations you and your business partner and your whole team make when you're thinking about what that next app should be?
The apps which would be useful to the widest possible audience. But we also take into account our development capabilities. I try to focus on small tools like Ping, which is useful for everybody who wants to make sure that their internet connection is good. Some popular board games like Reversi, and we make sure that we can implement the app properly. So popular and simple.
Popular and simple. That's really good advice. And something that's within the capability of your group. That's good advice too. Now, how do you handle the graphics? Does your team do the graphics and the visual assets and tiles and things like that for your apps on your own, or do you hire that out?
We mostly design the tiles ourselves, and actually tiles and icons are probably the most graphical elements that we use. Otherwise, we try to keep the UI clean and simple and use standard controls as much as possible. And the best UI is the one that is standard and familiar to users and easy to use.
Great. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, can you give our listeners an idea of the considerations that you make when you're figuring out how to monetize your apps and what you have learned to be perhaps the best means of monetizing an app, the most effective?
So we strongly believe in the power of free, and our monetization strategy is really simple across all of our applications. And we support our development by advertising revenues. For those users who strongly oppose seeing ads in applications, we provide an option to permanently disable ads. This option is there mostly to avoid negative feedback rather than generate any significant revenue.
Great. Now, can you tell me how you engage with or interact with the users that you have in your app? I know the most fundamental way to do that is to use the store's built-in ratings and review system, but that tends to kind of be one way. So do you have instrumentation or some other means to stay in touch with your user audience?
Oh, definitely. So obviously we use and keep track of all of the reviews that are published in the store. And we make use of the crash report, a big and visible help button. So whenever a user has a problem with the app, they can go to our website and usually that button, that specific app. And chances are that they'll find the solution right there. For instance, for our weather forecast application, a lot of users had trouble switching in the app settings charm. So putting a big visible help button really helped there. And additionally, we have our own instrumentation, which is how much time people spend in a certain screen, how often do they use certain buttons.
Great. All right. Well, we've had a few skips in the audio here because we're talking across the world, which is perfectly understandable. I've got one more question for you, Andre. Can you tell me which are your favorite apps that you and your team have created?
Oh, that's an easy one. it's the Elements weather forecast app, the first app that we have created for Windows 8, the one that was one of the 8 apps to win the first apps contest and was published in the store with the consumer preview.
Well, that's pretty awesome that one of your first apps that you created ends up being your favorites. That's pretty great. Hey, that's been really helpful. It's been great talking to you and learning a little bit about your dev shop and all of the many apps, the 29 apps that you guys have created. That's just tremendous. And good luck with your 30th app and on forward. Thank you very much for talking to our audience today. And just giving all these developers around the world that are trying to learn how to do this on their own a little bit of a leg up. That's really helpful. So thank you very much. So goodbye, Andre. Good luck with everything. And we'll see you next time on Dev Radio.